What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And this next story is very troubling. Apparently down in Mexico, a seven-year-old boy was literally beaten to death by his mother because he refused to dress like a girl. And apparently the mother is a lesbian, and there was another woman involved, possibly a lover, and they just beat this kid to death because he wouldn't put on a dress. This is just insane. This is absolutely insane. All right, as you know, California has been dealing with these horrendous wildfires, and somebody started a rumor about the fire that swept over Santa Susana Laboratory, which is this laboratory. Most people in Los Angeles don't know it was there, but they did radioactive testing there. They did chemical weapons testing there, and people were very concerned that the fire sweeping over the property would release toxic substances, including radioactive ash. Now, the state of California, for what it's worth, is out there saying, no, it didn't happen. These rumors of radioactive ash are unsubstantiated. This day and age, I'm not sure I would even believe them. Okay. All right. Now, as one of our callers mentioned earlier, there's been another shooting, this one in Southern California, in the city of Santa Clarita. And the shooting was reported at the Saugus High School on Thursday morning. And initially, they said the shooter was dead. But they're now saying basically two people were killed. The rest were wounded and taken to the hospital. And the shooter tried to commit suicide, is severely injured. He's in the hospital. Apparently, he did this on his 16th birthday. No AK-47s, no AR-15, just a classic 45 caliber handgun. But I want to know if this kid was on antidepressants. Apparently, he was upset over the death of his father. And yeah, I got that one already. Okay. Now, let's talk about computers here. We've been talking about this scam that's out there where you'll get an email saying, we planted malware on your computer that is watching you while you're watching porn, and it makes a split-screen video of what you're looking at and what you're doing when you look at the porn. And it is a scam. A lot of people have fallen for it. But apparently over at Proofpoint, security experts say that somebody actually did this. They created a malware that allows hackers to capture video from the webcam without them knowing. The software known as CyXBot only works on computers running Microsoft Windows and is often loaded onto a computer without the user knowing. It can be installed through a disreputable website or by downloading a video, music file, or software that is carrying it. And once CyXBot has been installed on the victim's machine, it sits in the background waiting for the user to open a web page with a specific pornography-related keyword in the title. So I guess they kind of got tired of people saying this is nonsense. And they came on out and they actually made one. So, little piece of advice. If you are, in fact, looking at porno sites, put a piece of scotch tape over your webcam. Now, apparently, another cyber threat that is manifesting itself across the country are attacks on retirement accounts, where they're hacking on in to the elderly's retirement accounts, and they're just emptying them. Seems to care about that. All right, over at Intel, apparently, despite reports to the contrary, Intel has failed to fix the dangerous zombie load flaw affecting chips in millions of devices made by Apple, Microsoft, and Google. And apparently, security experts at Vrije Universiteit in Amsterdam said a variant of a previously documented riddle and zombie load flaws continued to expose Intel chips' internal architecture and jeopardize sensitive information like passwords and other data. And these flaws have persisted despite multiple patches issued by Intel, who has claimed the issue has been fully rectified. And apparently, after 6 months, the flaws are still there. Okay, there we go. All right, Microsoft has gone back to some behavior that I think is going to trouble a lot of people. If you're on Windows 10 version 1803, updates are going back to being automated. You want to make sure you have the latest and greatest of whatever patches that they're putting in there. The problem with that being that so many of the recent Microsoft patches have actually caused more damage than good. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network here. Over in Memphis, Tennessee, Mayor Jim Strickland and the Memphis Police Department are trying to basically get a ban on public surveillance lifted. This goes back to a 1978 consent decree barring them from conducting political surveillance. And they're saying it limits our ability to fight crime. They're admitting this is political. Surveilled. All right, we've all heard the expression conflict diamonds or blood diamonds. The new buzzword, though, is conflict minerals. This gets back to those rare earth elements, which are in high demand for modern electronics and in short supply. And so companies that need these minerals are willing to go into countries where there's ongoing wars, where the warring parties understand that if they produce these rare earth elements, they can sell them for the money to continue the fight. And as we see this race to 5G, we're probably going to see it get a lot worse. Okay. Addis Ababa announced on Wednesday the completion of the construction of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, Saddle Dam, in an elevation of not more than 600 meters. Now, this has been a bone of contention between Ethiopia and Egypt, and the reason is because Egypt is concerned that the water being trapped by the dam means there'll be less water for Egypt downstream. And so now the new argument is that Ethiopia wants a filling period of 3 years. And Egypt is saying, no, you've got to stretch it out to 7, or we're not going to have enough water to do what we need to do. Now, the United States recently hosted negotiations between the two countries and Sudan with the presence of the World Bank. And the negotiations led to an agreement to announce a 2 months negotiation time about the filling period with the participation of the World Bank. I'm not sure why the World Bank is in there, but that's always going to be a problem when you build a dam, is how it impacts the water flow downstream. And I remember out in China when they built the Three Gorges Dam, there was a lot of tremendous unhappiness there. So I'm hoping that there'll be a peaceful resolution and that we don't get to the situation where somebody drops a bomb on the dam, which has happened. Dams that are basically blocking too much water downstream get sabotaged. All right, down in Cuba, there was this Cuban baby who died 3 days after receiving the MMR shot, and apparently several other children were made seriously ill by it. The parents went out on social media to say, "Hey, this is dangerous, and this is what happened." They got visited by agents of the government and told to stop posting to social media, or they would be arrested for spreading disinformation. Parents have since moved to Mexico. It's all about the money here. Okay, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has now produced Vaxxed 2, The People's Truth. It's hitting the theaters now, and the pro-vaccine propaganda machine has been activated. Oh, how could you say this about vaccine? Vaccines, they're a miracle cure. They're a miracle drug. Can't say bad things about that at all. Yeah, they are. And even the FDA is saying that, yeah, there's stuff in these vaccines that can cause harm. I think it was last week we were talking about how they have identified a human genome, fragments of a human genome from an aborted baby, thank you, Planned Parenthood, that apparently contained genes that could activate pro-cancer cells in the human body. Oh, good, more money, more money. Sell them chemotherapy, something like that here. The CDC is raising an alarm over the surge of drug-resistant superbugs infecting 3 million Americans annually and killing 4 people every hour. They're not very good about this. All righty. There was a report that came out about a week ago, and it claimed that there were 11,000 scientists who were warning about an impending climate emergency. And Rush Limbaugh basically came on out reporting on a story from the group Powerline, which discovered that these 11,000 so-called scientists weren't actually scientists at all. There was no study, it was just a press release. It was 11,000 random people who put their names on a website. The bald-faced lie. Fell for this idea that cow farts are destroying the atmosphere. Okay, there's been a 7.4 magnitude earthquake that struck off the Indonesian. A tsunami alert has been issued for the Indonesian coast after this earthquake struck. No immediate reports about casualties or damages. According to the USGS, the quake occurred at a depth of 45 kilometers. That's pretty deep. That's pretty deep. Okay, now then, phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. And oh, you're going to love this one. You're going to love this one. Up in Durham, New Hampshire, there is an organization that is basically trying to remove Christmas. And the organization pushing for the removal of Christmas in Durham is New Hampshire Listens, which is a national partner of everyday democracy. And what they're out there saying is that Christmas decorations have religious symbols in them, which people of different religions will find offensive. Oh my goodness, it's going to be offensive. And they're demanding the city change the decorations around. Instead of the wreaths that traditionally brighten Main Street, they say it's too much of a Christmas overtone, and they wanted to replace them with more generic decorations, such as snowflakes or stars. But that's a problem because the city did not budget money for new decorations. So no wreaths and no other decorations. This is really, really ridiculous. I remember we had this situation come up in Honolulu, where all these groups are saying, "Oh, we can't have Christmas decorations. They're offensive. They're going to offend people." And yet, All the Hanukkah decorations were there. Dreidels, the menorahs, that was all there. Nobody was complaining about that here. Anyway, speaking of Christmas, Sears is laying off hundreds of corporate employees after announcing 96 more store closings just before the holiday shopping season. What does that tell you about our economy here? Apparently, Sports Illustrated is pulling back their publication to a single monthly issue. It's not doing very good here. Over in Baltimore, they hit 300 homicides for the fifth year in a row. Baltimore mayor is saying the leadership is not to blame for the homicide rate. He says, I'm not committing the murders. Apparently, pro-communist protesters are now marching in the streets of Hong Kong, saying that civil war is now a definite possibility. 70% of Americans say they are struggling financially. Sounds about right. Over in Tacoma, Washington, the city council has approved new taxes on guns and ammunition. Alrighty. Talked about the school shooting. I mean, this is ridiculous. The therapy dogs. But for the House members. Senate Democrats joined the GOP to back an automatic austerity bill that would gut social programs and hamstring bold policies, taking away more and more money from you, and that's they're not sending it back. Pouring it all over Israel, they're pouring it all over Wall Street, they're pouring it all over the war machine. Now, Nancy Pelosi has come on out late in the day and saying that she has evidence of bribery involving Donald Trump. And she chose that word carefully because that is listed as one of the high crimes and misdemeanors leading to impeachment in the Constitution. Rand Paul is now out there demanding testimony from the whistleblower. Alrighty. You know, this next story cuts to something I was saying earlier in the program. And that is that law enforcement is being restrained from doing their job. And American leftists began hating on local police, accusing them of murdering black people and generally trampling on people's rights. The American left is out to destroy the social fabric of our country. It's amazing here. Okay, we already talked about the outdated cultural depictions. And they're starting to publish the snow totals from this last storm that we had. Now, I keep hearing that there's supposed to be more snow out there, but it doesn't seem headed for here in Indiana, which is good. I've had enough snow so far. But over in the Northeast, 16 inches, 13 inches, 12 inches, 11, 11, 11. We got about 2 down here. Looks like Trump is set to raise $2 billion for his 2020 campaign. So that's going to be tough to overcome. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I just got an email with an update on the Disney Plus channel and the Simpsons episode. And apparently the decision not to air the Michael Jackson episode was not Disney's, but the show's producers. So we'll get that a little bit corrected. All right. This last Arctic blast that came through here set 300 new cold temperature records. Same, might be more than 200, turned out to be 300. Apparently down in Chile, protesters massing together green pocket lasers managed to bring down a police drone. Think it could be done, but who knows? All righty. Apparently, Venice got flooded. Highest tide in 50 years. They get bad floods in Venice, Italy. Really, really do. Okay. Now, Donald Trump, apparently, when he visits the Queen of England next week, is going to be knighted. And I'm sure that's going to feed his vanity, like wouldn't believe. But there's a little bit of a wrinkle there. And it's called the Titles of Nobility Clause in the Constitution. Now, the Queen can knight him, and it can be taken very seriously in Great Britain. But here in the United States of America, it's meaningless. Symbolic at best. So I refuse to call him Sir Donald. What can I tell you here? All righty. Okay, our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And it was cold, there's no question about that. Now, the snow is all but melted now, and we're going to have at least a week of sunny skies. But winter will come back, no question about that whatsoever. Alrighty, apparently over at Party City, Halloween was a disaster. Their revenue stream was down 21% from the previous year. And in part, it's because people just don't have the money to buy the stuff. And the other part of it is that everybody's scared to buy a costume that might offend somebody. Ever did we become such sissies? Really? All right. Let's see. About Venice already. Apparently, PayPal has abruptly cut off Pornhub. Those of you who are into that sort of thing here. Germany has managed to escape recession for now, but they're wondering what's going to happen next. And let's see. We talked about the taxes on the guns. Talked about the therapy dogs. Need to send those Democrats on the House committee, you know, cans of Play-Doh and blister pack them to pop. So, apparently, Amazon is now being accused of harming Americans by allowing Chinese manufacturers to sell harmful and mislabeled products to U.S. consumers. Oh, and we have a caller waiting on the line, which I'm going to wait until after this next commercial break, and then I'll come back to you here. Okay. Apparently, there was this off-duty cop was speeding at 94 miles per hour, got into a crash that killed a baby, didn't even get a ticket. Not even get a ticket. All right. Let's see. Well, let's go ahead and start with Brett in Rockford, Illinois, and I'm going to take you to the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you were talking about the harvest season in the Midwest, and it's
yes.
Like there's snow on the ground, and there's like half of the crop is still in the field, and not really good harvesting conditions at the moment. So, and the crops got put in late, so they're like higher in moisture than what they were like normally harvested at. So they're having to pay the elevators more to dry it down so that they can actually sell the grain.
Yeah, it's a big problem here, and again, it's poor land management. Now, obviously, we can't do anything about the snow, but definitely in terms of the flooding to delay the start of the growth season.
Yeah, that was a big issue to get the crops in the first place, yes.
Yeah, it was. All right, well, listen, Brett, we're going to let you go here. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to go back to the phones to Jim in Brooklyn. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. Yeah, a couple of things you were talking about. You were talking about the rare earth metals that were necessary for certain industrial purposes. Now, I don't know if you
yes.
covered this. I heard in the news a couple of days ago that I think in Bolivia, in a tract of land that is owned by indigenous people, that there was found a large mine or amount of lithium, and
yes.
people there were trying to protect the land and keeping the miners out of there. And similar to that, the Chinese, I'm sure you've talked about it, have been cozying up with African nations and helping them with their infrastructure for free, in order to take the rare earth minerals out of the land. This affects the prices a lot because China does sort of have a corner on the market. There was a time
yes,
when I was there was a time when I was using these certain rare earth magnets for certain purposes, large powerful ones. They're called neodymium
yes.
magnets, and
yes.
that's owned by China. Okay. Now, also with regard to Africa, you're talking about the Ethiopian dam. It's interesting because people should realize when they say that the the Nile goes from south to north. So when they say the upper Nile, it means actually the southern Nile. I'm sure you know
yes.
that. A lot of people don't realize that. And with regard to the shootings, and it ties in with what you talked about, taking Vermont, taking Christmas out of the holiday. Well, you know already that I'm actually Jewish. I'm an Orthodox Jew. Well, when people
yeah.
lose their religion, no matter what it is, it opens up a vast, empty wasteland. Now, I know you claim to be sort of, I don't know if you're an atheist or an agnostic. I'm not pinning this on you because you have certain sensibilities. But in our schools, where all this stuff, all this weird stuff is going on with the question your gender and et cetera, et cetera. So the schools are being, the students are being like, their minds are being juggled around and they're being abandoned spiritually. And these shootings, you could, you know, part of it could be those SSR drugs and all kinds of other things. But the main thing I think is that they're spiritual wastelands, and people are getting not just neutralized by it from their values, but they're developing a rebellious attitude towards things in general, more than they would be as teenagers. And with regard to the north, the high snowfall, I think that one of the places that got 15 inches might have been Buffalo, New York. Is that right? Because
yeah, that was one of them.
Usually, Buffalo is, you're up near the Great Lakes, but Buffalo is on the far eastern end of the Great Lakes, and all of
yes.
that moisture is picked up and dumped on Buffalo every year.
Yeah, it's so, lake effect.
Yeah. Okay, so I just wanted to touch in on those subjects, and I enjoyed the show.
Well, thank you very much here. I mean, where Claire and I are living right now, we're in the middle of three lakes.
Yeah.
There's one over there, there's one over there, there's one over there, but it didn't produce lake effect here. All right, we're going to go to Sam in Indiana. Aloha, Sam. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Welcome to Indiana. I call it Occupied Indiana, the open-air prison camp of the United States. I guess you'd call me a ranger. I've listened to you for years. I appreciate your information discussion. But things are a lot worse in Indiana than people think. And it's due to the censoring. I mean, it's so bad. We got VA retaliation to deal with. If we have problems there, it goes out into civilian health care. We've got the censoring. We've got high rates of veteran suicide and even children committing suicide. And they won't report on it. It's so bad here. People say they're waking up or to contact senators or congressmen. I've contacted everybody. And the more people I contact, the more enemies I make. I can't
yeah.
even get a smart meter off my house. It's so bad that a civilian hospital here will not release my medical files to me so I can find health care. That's how bad it is here. And there's no help to be found anywhere.
Fortunately, where Claire and I are living, so far it's been very pleasant except for the snow. We understand that up in Indiana, or rather Evansville and Indianapolis, especially on the western side of those cities, that things really are kind of bad.
Well, I'm in West Central, and we can't get Indianapolis news. That's how censored we are. We get WTIU, PBS, and two local channels, and that's it. And they won't report. You know, if you call in, I had a friend killed. I asked why it wasn't reported. And then I more or less got into trouble and put on the evil network for wanting it reported. But it's mafia families, kids that run over him on his bicycle. There's too much stuff going on, so I'm not buying this waking up thing. But you wanted first-time callers, and I thought, well, this would be a good chance for me. I called in to John Statmiller once and asked what we do out here if we're on our own. And I mean, this is Democrat-filled. There's no Republican Party in Indiana. If there is, I'd like to know about it. It's like Mitch Daniels. He was the governor, supposed to be a Republican. He takes a trip to Israel, comes back, and now he's president of Purdue University, pulling everything leftist. You know, we got to drop the pronouns and him and her, and, you know, it's really bad here. And I've contacted everybody I can think of, Health and Human Services, Human Relations, ACLU, and they say everything that's happening to me, to health records being withheld, harassment, death threats, you know, as long as it's done in a nice manner with a smile, it's fine. And it's like I wanted that smart meter removed. They come out, created a short at the pole, and if I wouldn't have been home, I had my truck, I'd carry a sign in my truck about the corruption. I had that stuck in the woods. Nobody's seen it, and if I wouldn't have been home, my house would have burnt down. And they still refuse to remove that smart meter. And the whole town's run by nothing but Democrats. There's no voting them out. The majority of people here don't vote. So it's horrible here. We're censored so bad, public library's horrible. No archive news. You can't trust anybody. It's so bad, I've had to get a dash cam and a body cam. Because I've had people come in off the streets, they know what's in my medical file. You know, it's horrible. And there's no way to network. You know, if we try to network with Christians or other veterans, we're hated by veterans, we're called racist, we're, you know, it's crazy, Mike. So I'm open for suggestions from anybody out there that knows what's going on instead of cheerleaders here that support all this stuff. It's really crazy. People are just too afraid to speak up. Hello, are you there?
Down here in our part of Indiana, we're down in the south, near the Kentucky border. We're not seeing these problems that you're talking about.
No, I've been down your way before. That's a lovely area, but people I talked to were more on the left side, and they're away from the college influence all of them claim to have. Because that's a major problem here, is the college influence they're bragging about.
Okay.
I'm just glad you guys found a good, safe spot, and you and Claire are getting settled in. I hope she gets better. You know, like I said, I've enjoyed your program and info for years. And I hope you can keep up on it. And I'll try to call in until they kill me.
All right. Well, good luck. And we're going to let you go here. And phone lines are open again. 800-313-9443. So there we go. All righty. Interesting little story. Apparently, Best Buy was selling a line of smart home gadgets, and apparently they have made them dumb again. And Best Buy, because the gizmos are still partially functional, all they offered was a gift card, except in the case of a Wi-Fi equipped camera, which quit working entirely. But it's a reminder that all of this stuff, this Internet of Things, it goes through a remote server somewhere. Okay. Over in Hong Kong, the authorities are set to announce martial law and a curfew for all of Hong Kong. It's getting tense over there. It really, really is. Okay, Windows and Linux get the options to disable Intel TSX to prevent the zombie load V2 attacks. You know, they put the stuff in. All right, let's see. There's nothing else to talk about right now. So, All right, I'll be with you in just a second here. I literally ran out of talking points. All right, the Fed's 2% inflation target has been declared an absurd, random, weighted average spaghetti bowl of wildly divergent prices. Attorney General William Barr is saying the FISA report release is now imminent. I'll believe it when I see it. And it just feels like it's probably already been sanitized. Talked about Party City. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what's going on with this impeachment situation. Again, it's boring to watch. And unlike yesterday, the major news networks did not provide live ongoing coverage except for C-SPAN. And it gives them the luxury of cherry-picking quotes, presenting them and saying, see, this is what's going on. And I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, they're pushing so hard. And I wish Trump would at least look like he's fighting back. And I realize that there are legal reasons why he can't. But it almost seems like he doesn't care anymore. And maybe he doesn't. Maybe at this point in his first term in office, he's out there saying one term is going to be enough. Okay, apparently Dustin in New Jersey called back in, and what is on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I forgot that somebody called in saying like China was in Bolivia. Of course they were, but did you know that Germany, there's this company from Germany that was looking to make a deal with Morales in Bolivia? And I forgot to, yeah, if you can look it up, this German company's name. But did you hear about Elon Musk? He tweeted out something. This was supposedly after the coup. It said Giga, yeah, Germany. Now that's nuts, right? Because Tesla needs lithium batteries, right?
Yes.
And the company's from Germany that was looking at making a deal with Morales, because I think that the company that's all state-owned, right? The lithium company is state-owned because basically it's run by an oligarchy, but they have to put some money in to the civilian population. That's the deal. And I guess certain people in the oligarchy don't like that, you know, so, but the thing is, was they're making a deal with, looking to making a deal with Germany for the lithium mining. And, because you know, with these people, they want it all. They don't want to make, you know, yes, they don't want to use like 10% of it to fund like roads and stuff. You know, they want 100%. But isn't that a coincidence, Mike? Like, the German company who was looking into this mining deal with the lithium company, and then Elon Musk emails this Giga Germany Twitter thing out after the coup.
Yeah.
So do you see how it's all linked together, all corporations? It's because all, like, the United States is a corporation, but along with Britain and France, it's all a small group of people that go into a country like France, Britain, and the United States with Syria to try to put a pipeline in, or with Hillary Clinton with the cement.
Yes.
That's what it's all about, people. It's not about bringing democracy to the masses. They don't give a crap, you know, because if they cared about democracy, they wouldn't be supporting Saudi Arabia and Israel, you know?
True.
So, but
true.
I wanted to leave people, you know, but I wanted to leave people with that, because somebody said China. Yeah, China was involved in also with a deal which also has to do with geopolitics, with blocking China from cornering the market, like that one caller says, in lithium, in rare, you know, in minerals, not rare earth, it's just minerals. Rare earth is the process of not mining, but of processing it. That's what makes it rare, I believe, right?
Not the mining. These are minerals that are in short supply. It's a group of about, I think it's 19 different minerals. And it's not like China has cornered the market. China just happens to be blessed with huge natural reserves of these rare earth minerals. The United States has its own rare earth minerals, but nowhere near as much. And these are going to be key elements, you know, in future electronics. Anyway, listen, Dustin, got to let you go. Got one more segment of the show. Got two callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. We've got two callers on the line. I'm going to try and fit them both in. Let's go to Eric in Tennessee. Aloha, Eric. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael. I'm just wondering if you're able to take Bitcoin again for donations.
I'll have to look into it. somewhere down the road here. I mean, we're still getting settled in here.
Yep.
My next project is to get the mixer and the dual headsets in here so I can get Claire back on the air. And there is just so much to put together. But somewhere down the road, I'll take a look at that.
I know what you mean. Yeah, for sure. When you mentioned crypto gold, that was one of the countries doing that. Was it China or something?
China.
Well, there is already a crypto gold currency out there. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. And it's currently on the 9 different exchanges where you can buy it for less than 2 cents a coin, and it's actually backed by physical gold. So it's a pretty interesting concept. But
what is it
other
called?
Than that, it's called KBC, Carrot Bank Coin. Remember carrot bars way back when?
Yeah, I remember the carrot
some
bars,
discussion.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the carrot bars came out with their own cryptocurrency that's actually backed by a gold mine. And guaranteed down the road to be worth at least $1.32 based on the amount of gold they're pulling out of the mine. So I invested in quite a bit of it early on. I bought it really cheap. So it's but it's a viable alternative right now to buy crypto gold. And with crypto gold, you can transfer it anywhere on the planet in a matter of seconds for almost no cost, you know, through the blockchain technology.
Yes.
So just something to make you aware of. And also, are you still in need of some winter clothes for both you and Claire?
I need to buy some boots this weekend, but actually we're in pretty good shape.
You are? Okay, great, great. Because I had some stuff put aside here, and I was going to get a hold of you and to see if you needed it. And if you still do, you know how to get a hold of me. And I'll be more than happy to drive up and drop it off. Okay, take care, Mike. Have a great night.
All right, we're going to take one more phone call from Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, real quick, did you you talked about that person that told what happened to their kid that got the vaccination, and who was that to call them and threaten them to arrest them? Was that a U.S. Federal government agency?
No, it was down in Cuba.
Oh, Cuba, okay. That's all, Mike. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Yeah, the child died just 3 days after getting the MMR shot. The parents went public on social media, and they were basically visited by quote-unquote the authorities and told, don't do that anymore. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. I got to get some rest. I'm just whipped. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.